Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting second, the second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third, the shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Mike Young. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Scott McGregor. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second, the second baseman, Junior Noboa. Batting third, the first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh, the DH, Carmelo Castillo. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth, the catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Darrell Ackerfelds. And now, play ball. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dwyer moves to second. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray takes first base on ball four. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler bunts towards the mound. McGregor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a line drive into left field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dwyer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-1 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noboa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhart, who is chasing the ball. Tabler reaches third base with a triple. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on McGregor. Tabler scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Castillo takes first base on ball 4. Jacoby moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-2 in the game. Ripken hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noboa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa is 0-for-2 in the game. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGregor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Allenson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Young reaches second base with a double. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Young moves to third. Gerhardt moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tabler strikes out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug Jones now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler has Ripken trapped. There's the throw to Allenson and over to Jacoby, who tags Ripken for the out. Murray moves to third. Sheets moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Young is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerhardt strikes out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Tommy Hinzo pinch hits for Junior Noboa. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sammy Stewart now pitching. Tommy Hinzo now playing second base. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hinzo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ripken strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-3 in the game. Snyder strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gerhardt, who is chasing the ball. Jacoby reaches third base with a triple. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheets strikes out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Butler strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Hinzo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinzo is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinzo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hinzo. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Hinzo steals second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Tabler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hinzo scores. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.